declare, get yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Welcome somebody to church. Look at them and tell them, you look better and greater, beautiful, handsome today than you looked last week or the last time I saw you. You look so better today than the last time I saw you. Hallelujah. Well, clap your hands, shout unto God and be seated. Amen. So let me talk to you for some few minutes on a subject that has been burning on my heart, entitled, It is Time to Prophesy. Tell somebody it's time to prophesy. Now, what is prophecy? Prophecy simply means declaring advanced knowledge. What is faith? Faith is declaring things that are not yet in existence. You declare them before they come into existence. And so we want to see how this technicality, legality, rules of engagement operate. Why you are where you are today. Well, you will be where you're supposed to be. How it all comes together. And so you need to open your mouth and prophesy, because until you open your mouth and prophesy and say something, nothing moves and nothing happens. See, I hear you. Come with me, if you please, to the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, and it shall come to pass afterwards.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids of those days will I pour out my spirit.
Please get the revelation here. This is a key here. You see, everything about life has to do with light and keys. When you have light, you see. You don't stumble. And when you have keys, you don't knock. You open. And that is what life is all about, keys and light. When you lack keys, you can be trapped in life. Now, the reason, one of the primary reasons for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon humanity, ladies and gentlemen, and upon all flesh, as the Bible declares, is that you and I may prophesy. That the Spirit is the breath of God, and it comes upon us and empowers you and I to prophesy. So what then is prophecy? Prophecy simply means advanced knowledge. Somebody say advanced knowledge. Come on, talk to me. Say advanced knowledge. Now you need to talk to me, because you see, I am in charge of this class, and if you don't respond, I have the authority to stop you from walking and graduating. So you better respond to me now. And you need to be nice to me. You hear me? Come on, talk to me. Say advanced knowledge has to do with events to come. Are you hearing me, somebody? And that is what prophecy is all about. Being able to see and to declare what is yet to be or to become before it happens. And that is what makes you and I unique. And that is what makes you and I outstanding. That is what causes the believer and the unbeliever to be different. We are same. We have breath like everybody. We have eyes, we have ears and mouth and nose and legs and hands and everything. But what makes you and I unique than the unbeliever is that the unbeliever walks by what he feels, what he hears, and what he sees. And he makes decisions and choices based on his present circumstances and environment. But the believer who has the Holy Ghost on him don't make decisions based on what you feel, what you can see, or what you hear, or the prevailing circumstances around you. The believer goes beyond your natural circumstances, and you speak, and you plan, and you live, and you govern and declare what is yet to happen, that your natural senses, this I see and I can feel realm, can feel and can touch and can see and can hear. The believer operates accordingly. For instance, when Bishop Jakes came, we were talking, we were driving, and I said, Bishop, Tell me, against all contradiction, why did you come? And he said, I believe two things. I believe one, your prayers brought me, and then number two, my instinct. He said, everything was against my coming. Everybody said, you cannot go because of this Ebola virus. And CNN was projecting Ebola right here in West Africa. Now, West Africa is made of 16 countries or nations. And it was only four nations were affected. And yet, they put us all together, West Africa. And people were calling me from all over, bishops, friends, pastors, and all kinds of prophets who were calling me and saying, we see some crisis last minute. The man is not going to come, so take it easy. Don't make this announcement. Papa, you have to. And they were saying all kinds of things. I tell you something. A few times I was praying in my house, and I saw Bishop Jake sitting in a particular chair in my house, in my sitting room. When I saw that, I saw it three times. And when I saw that, I knew he would come. No matter what I was told, no matter the unbelief, no matter what anybody was saying, I knew he would come. And hear me, when he came, he was in my house twice. The first time, when he walked in, I said, Bishop, you choose anywhere you want to sit. You know where he sat? The very chair I saw him sitting in. And I said, this is your chair, this is yours. The next time he came, he sat in the same chair. Are you hearing me, somebody? So against all contradictions and all odds and everything that was being said by CNN, the fears, that you have no idea, the fears, the intimidation, and the unbelief and the things I heard and I was told. It was scary. And one time I have to tell people, convention and impact is in God's hands. It doesn't matter who comes and who doesn't come. God will have his way anyway. I just had to say that to get them off my back, to leave me alone. If you don't learn to prophesy, to speak, advance knowledge, and you depend on your natural circumstances and senses, you will miss this battle of life. I'm telling you. Everything I have made and done in life don't make sense. Everything I did that makes sense didn't work. I'm telling you. Because it wasn't out of faith. But everything I did that didn't make sense to me in the natural and didn't make sense to anybody around me. You know, Bishop Oboda and others, Joel, they don't question my decisions anymore. Don't tell you. They don't. They've learned to just leave me alone. Even Rosa, she said, you know something? Yesterday, I was dealing with something, and she walked in. I was having a meeting with security, architects, and everything. I was telling them something about next year, and she said, you know something? I don't agree with his decision, but I don't challenge his decisions because I've always been wrong. You know why? Because I don't make decisions with my natural senses. When I see it, I know it is possible. And most of the time, the things I see don't make sense. Faith don't make sense. And I want to give you a key today and a principle you can live by that will cause you always to be on top and to have the upper hand, no matter what your circumstances are saying and detecting and predicting. You can always rise and be where the eagle soar if you begin to operate according to this principle. Say yes. Come with me. Let me show you something. So remember, one of the reasons for the Spirit coming on us is to what? Prophesy. Is for your sons and your daughters to prophesy. Do you know your sons and daughters are born to prophesy? I'm telling you. Your sons and your daughters, they prophesy. Then he said, your old man will see vision, will dream dreams, even in their old age. And your young men will see visions. Vision. They will have the ability to know what the future holds in store. They won't be confused. They won't walk in darkness. They will not be spiritually bankrupt. But they will walk with vision. They will know the outcomes of circumstances. Hallelujah. Come with me. Let me show you something. Turn your Bibles with me quickly. Come to Genesis 1. Genesis chapter 1 from 1 to 3. Genesis 1, 1 to 3.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Mm-hmm. And the earth was without form and void.
Without form and void. State of anarchy, chaos. A state of perplexity, confusion.
And darkness was upon the face of
and
the deep.
Darkness. Total blackout. Now, I pray between now and 2016 that this nation will not go into a state of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we avert any such possibility with people walking in our street wearing black and red on their forehead. On the streets of Ghana, in the name of Jesus, we pray that your kingdom will come and your will be done about that thing that I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus, say amen. Right.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
And God kept quiet. No, sir. And God was hopeful. No, sir. And God desired light. No, sir. And God wished for light. No. Hello? And God imagined the light. No. And God hoped for light. Come on, somebody. But God what? Talk to me. And God what?
Said.
I can't feel you. And God said. And God.
Said.
And God.
Said.
And God.
Said.
And God.
Said.
And there was what?
Light.
God what?
Said.
Let there be.
Light.
And there was?
Light.
Hear me. God did not hope for light. Some of you are hoping for things. You desire things. You wish for things. It's not going to happen just because you wish, you hoped, or you desired it. It's going to happen when you open your mouth and you begin to prophesy and say, let there be the opposite of my circumstances. Let there be change. Let there be light. And the Bible says, and there was light. So the Spirit can be moving and you can still be in darkness. Things can be happening around you and you can still be disadvantaged. You can still be in the dark of the move of God, even though the Spirit is moving and people are getting blessed. There are some also that are still in the dark because you haven't opened your mouth to change your circumstances. The key to change your present circumstances and to guarantee a better future and tomorrow is in your mouth. And the Spirit is upon you. And he said, in the last day, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. God's Spirit came in Genesis first. And here, God said, let there be light after the Spirit had come. And then in Joel chapter 2, he said, I will pour out my Spirit. And when the Spirit comes, what happens? The ability to prophesy and to see visions and to dream dreams. So it doesn't matter how old you are. If the Spirit is upon you, you can still dream. Are you hearing me, somebody? It don't matter how young you are. You can still see visions if the Spirit is upon you. And if you are a son and a daughter of God and of this house, you can prophesy. Tell somebody, open your mouth and prophesy. You still don't get me. But I'll get you. Come with me to Genesis 2:19. Genesis 2:19.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
One more time.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
You see the revelation? You see the key here? God said, let me see if you are really made of my own image. Let me see if you are like me. Let me see if you think like I think. Let me see if your thoughts are like my thoughts. Let me see if you have the same heart I have and if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same spirit inside of you. Let me test this thing I've made and created in my own image after my own likeness. So he said, I know the name to give to every one of these animals, but let me see if you can follow the principle, if you can be like me, act like me, think like me. So he brought the animals to Adam and said, let's see. And Adam began to prophesy. He began to prophesy. He began to call everyone according to the very name that God had in his mind and in his thought. Adam went into God's mind and downloaded God's thought over every animal and creature of the earth. And the Bible said, and it was so. Let there be light. And there was light. Do you know you have the ability to say things, to prophesy things, and they will come to pass? Are you hearing me, somebody? I need to be so. Let me show you something. Come to Ephesians. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. NIV. Ephesians 1, 5. NIV.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly beloved children.
Be what?
Imitators.
It means that mimic God. Say mimic God. It means like be like God. Be like your father. I have my daddy's picture right on the walkway. And it's mind blowing. He took that picture many, many years ago. And you should just see that man in his suit. And when I passed by, I look at the picture and I said, this is scary. And it's just like me. It's scary. And then I look at one of my grandkids. And my dad passed before she was born. And if you look at that picture, it's just my father's image. And I said, old man, who are you? Your genes, your DNA is something else. Do you know that you got your heavenly father's DNA in you? Come on, somebody. You didn't hear what I said. Do you know you look like just God? Do you know the ability to create is inside of you and it's in your mouth? And all you have to do is to stop wishing and stop worrying and stop thinking and be imitators of God and begin to do it the way God did it anyway and the way God does it. If you believe it, shout yes. Be ye imitators of God. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be solution. And there was what? Let there be a divine turnaround. And there was what? Let there be breakthroughs. And there was. Let there be potential husbands. And there was. Let there be financial releases and recoveries. Let there be resurrection of dead dreams and visions and hope. And there was what? Resurrection. Church, that is the way it works with God. If you consider your pain and betrayals, and you consider yourself and your immediate family, you will never sow and you will withhold what God has given you for the benefit of others, and one day you will answer to God.
Like Archbishop Duncan Williams on Facebook and receive inspiring prayers and messages every day. Log on today and see you online.
David said, because I've set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God gold for the things of gold and silver for the things of silver and the cedars of Lebanon for the building of the house of my God.
Do you have a business, product, or service? Are you looking to showcase these on a platform across the globe? DTV is the place for you, the Christian lifestyle television network that is dominating the airwaves. For more inquiries, call the numbers on your screen.
It doesn't work any other way outside of what I'm telling you. And that's the problem in the church. People are waiting on God to move. And God said, I am waiting on you to move so I can move. Whatsoever you bound on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. Whatsoever heaven loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Whatsoever you, say you means you. Tell someone, say you means you. Say God is talking to you. Tell that person, there are things you got to lose. You have to lose some things for God to lose them. There are things you have to bind. There are bindables. Tell somebody, bindables and losables. And unless you bind them, they will not be bound. Unless you loose them, heaven can't lose them. So I know you are waiting on heaven, but heaven is also waiting on you. So begin to bind so heaven can have something to do. Start losing so heaven can have something to lose. Are you hearing me, somebody? Lift up your hand, somebody. Shout yes. What do you bind? You bind anything that contradicts God's original intent for your life. You lose everything that falls in alignment with God's demands and claim for your life. I bind any situation and circumstance that is in contradiction to the will of God for this house, for your life, for this nation. Let it be bound in the name of Jesus. And let that which falls in alignment with God's original intent be released into full manifestation and effect. Say amen. Come with me to John chapter 11, verse 41 to 43.
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Mm-hmm. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
And
he came forth.
Lazarus, how are you? Lazarus, are you okay? Lazarus, how is it down there? Lazarus, how are you feeling? If he had said, Lazarus, how are you? Lazarus would have said, I'm fine. But that was not the solution. He said, Lazarus, what? He stood there and he hoped that Lazarus would come forth. And he wished that Lazarus would come forth. And he desired that Lazarus would come forth. And he imagined Lazarus to come forth. And he thought in his mind that Lazarus would come forth. But he what? He said, I can't hear, I don't feel you. And he said, and what happened? Lazarus. Ni Lazarus ba. Lazarus. Bra. And or ba. Lazarus. Vafi. Eh? Zona. Are you hearing me? Lazarus was come forth. And Lazarus came forth. That is prophesying. The desired result is prophecy. That is what prophet is. The greatest thing to have the audacity to speak like God speaks, to have the audacity to proclaim and to speak what God wants that is not yet in being and in action, that you be able to prophesy and to speak it under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And it just happens. My God, aren't you privileged? Somebody, can you put your hands together and give God praise? You know, I remember some years ago, before Pastor Eastwood began writing books, one time he came from Bulga. He used to stay in my house at East Legon. And we were walking to the car, and while he turned to sit in his car, I saw books in his stomach. Books. The Lord opened my eyes, and I saw many books in his stomach, and it was like he was pregnant with books. So I said, Eastwood, you have to start writing. And he said, Papa, what did you say? I said, start writing. He said, who? Me? I said, you. You. Start writing. I said, don't question me. Start writing. And I laid hand on the stomach and I said, let the books come forth. He's still writing. He sits in the plane, he writes. Everywhere he is, he just write. Lay your hands on your stomach. I command the destiny in your stomach to come forth in the name of Jesus. I prophesy change and birthing to the great things you are carrying. Listen, you, everyone here seated under the sound of my voice, you are pregnant with something. If you are evil, you are pregnant with evil. And I command every evil pregnancy to miscarry. And if you are pregnant with the Holy Ghost, and with good, you are carrying something good inside of you. And may every good treasure inside of you come forth in the name of Jesus. Say, come forth! You know what? Let me work with you quickly. Come with me to Mark chapter 11, 22 to 24.
And Jesus answering saith unto them, mm-hmm. Have faith in God. Mm-hmm. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, mm-hmm. when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Hear me. What is a mountain? Stubborn situations. Complications. Tight corners and difficult situations. And the Bible says, even with that one, if you believe and you prophesy, they can disappear. Say, I command every mountain, financial mountains, in the name of Jesus, disappear. Maritime mountains. Come with me. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord.
How many of you believe the hand of the Lord is upon you? You don't even know that the hand of the Lord is upon you. But I came to announce to you that the hand of the Lord is upon you. You see, and people don't understand what true holiness is. One of these, I'm going to be dealing with the issue of holiness. People don't get it. Holiness is not when you do the right thing or when you do something good. Holiness is striving to be an imitator of God, becoming like God. Now, even the good works you and I do, Bible says they are like filthy rags. So when I see people very confident in life because they feel, oh, I'm doing what is right, I'm tithing, I'm giving, I fast, I pray, I don't do this, I don't do that, that is not holiness. Holiness is what I'm teaching you. When you become an imitator of God, you mimic God. You become like God. You do it God's way. Are you hearing me? Suddenly, after a while, you become like God. The Bible talks about you being gods. You become a God on the earth in the image of God, your Father. See, I hear you. Go ahead. The hand of the Lord was upon me.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord.
In the spirit of the Lord. So many of you have never had these encounters before. I have been to heaven for over an hour, 45 minutes. I was taken into heaven from my body by the spirit. The hand of the Lord came upon me and carried me into heaven. And I saw strange and interesting things that changed my perspective about what success is. From that day forth, my whole perspective about life changed. And success don't mean anything to me anymore. And my value system changed. And what impresses men don't impress me. There are things I look out in people before I like you. I don't hate people, but if you see me close to somebody, it's because I'm seeing some values in them. There are things that people have, and it don't impress me. Bishop Jake said something. We're standing here, and he said, you know, Archbishop, I've been watching you. And he said, there is something I admire about you. He said, I like the way you handle power and wealth, and yet it hasn't changed you. And you know something? I didn't know that myself. But Bishop Jake is very observant. And when he said, I started thinking, and I said, you know what? He might have a point here. Things don't impress me. The things that moves me and impress me are values, ethics, conscience, feeling and compassion for humanity. If you don't have those things, I don't care who you are and what you have, you are like a sinking sand. I look at you like the grass that faded away and like, you know, the flower that faded and the grass that withers. It's just a matter of time. You don't impress me. But show me greatness. Show me a man and a woman blessed who cares and have compassion for humanity. and does things to impact and to bless others, you are my man and you are my woman. Come with me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And he set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
You see, please note this, that even the prophet doubted the situation. He did not believe what he was about to prophesy. He had doubts about it. Have you ever been in a situation that you look at the circumstances surrounding you and the contradictions and the controversy and the complications around God's blessings and promise for your life, and you start doubting everything and say, you know, God, I love you, I trust you, I believe you, I have faith in you, but you know something? Mm-mm. I don't want any trouble now. That was the state of the prophet. He said, God, you are asking me if there is hope for dead and dry bones? Let me give it back to you. You know. And God said, son, let me give you a key. Do this, a key, a key, a key. God said, I'm going to give you a key that goes beyond your doubt and your unbelief. And look at the key. Look at it.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones.
Do what?
Prophesy.
Do what?
Prophesy.
Is there anybody here dealing with a situation, a circumstances, an environment that overwhelms you and is literally killing and drowning your faith, and you have done everything you know how to and is standing just before you, looking at you in the eye? I came to tell you that the answer is to open your mouth and prophesy and say, you that stands before me like a mountain, disappear. Somebody do this, say, disappear. One of the days of the convention, I was in the office and I was taking a nap, and a strange beast walked into my office. And I looked at it and I said, what do you want here? And I said, I'm not afraid of you. You can't touch me. I'm redeemed by the blood. You have no authorization. And I said, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I revoke your power. I strip you of your power and I seize that weapon. And immediately it disappeared. And I went back to sleep. Say, disappear. Your fears can disappear if you prophesy. Amen. Your unbelief can disappear if you prophesy. Your doubts can disappear if you prophesy. Your poverty can disappear if you prophesy. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Do you have a business, product, or service? Are you looking to showcase these on a platform across the globe? DTV is the place for you, the Christian lifestyle television network that is dominating the airwaves. For more inquiries, call the numbers on your screen.
Do you have a music video you want to share with the world? For only 400 Ghana CDs, you can air your video for the whole month. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Call 0236-799933 today to take advantage of this special offer.
All power and all authority. Holy water on principality.
You have to learn how to pray some prayers. And I learned to pray prophetic prayers than just praying. If you hear me pray, I pray prophetic prayers. I was praying the other day and I said, Lord God Almighty, let no man and let no woman have power over your servant for whatever reason. Even if I miss it and I'm down, even if I miss it and I sin, let no man or woman, by the way of divine mercies, exact power or dominion over your servant, for I am your servant. Adula Magadayas. Salabakatalamahaya. Ah, say, I am your servant and your handmaiden. You have to learn how to be an imitator of your heavenly Father. Go ahead.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and
prophesy
say unto them.
Prophesy upon your circumstances. Prophesy upon your fears. Prophesy to your environment. Prophesy to your father's house. Prophesy to your mother's house. Prophesy to that which that prevails, that cycle, that thing that prevails. Prophesy to that curse. Prophesy to that restriction, to that limitation, whatever it is that plagues the men and the women of your background. Prophesy. Don't just accept it and sit down there and hope and wish and desire and let the devil kill you. You got to open that mouth of yours and have the audacity and an attitude and say, no, I am the game changer in this family. I am the game changer in this family. It stops here with me in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm crossing that line and I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Somebody lift up your hands, shout here. Yes. And I declare that it doesn't matter who goes and who comes, what government and what party goes or comes, I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be at the mercy of any man nor circumstances. For thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my hand. Are you hearing me, somebody? I will always be in a situation where you will need me more than I need you. God will put you in a tight corner and you will call for me. Go ahead.
O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
O ye dry finances. Dry dreams come alive again. Dry hope. Scattered dreams. Scattered hope. Scattered expectation and dry. I prophesy in the name of Jesus to the dry situation of this house. Come alive again. Live again. Hear me. There are three things I want you to write down, because I'm not going to attempt to finish today. I want to try and keep the time. Number one, write restoration. The three I's are the three R's. Restoration. Number two, recovery. Number three, resurrection. Those are the three things and major events that is about to take place in your life between now and 31st. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Mm-hmm. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, mm-hmm. and you shall live. Mm-hmm. And I will lay sinews upon you,
uh-huh.
and will bring up flesh upon you,
uh-huh.
and cover you with skin,
uh-huh.
and put breath in you,
uh-huh.
and you shall live,
uh-huh.
and you shall know that I am the Lord.
This is what we call advanced knowledge. God said, you are looking and seeing dry bones. I am seeing an army. An army standing on their feet. Not dry bones. So you can pay attention and give energy to what you are looking at. You know, Idahosa says something that when you give your enemy attention, they'll give you direction. And what you keep paying attention to, eventually you become. Are you hearing me? So there are so many things I don't pay attention to. I ignore a lot of things in life. Because the enemy will show you something to threaten your life and put fear in you. I refuse to be moved by what I see. I refuse to be moved by what I hear. Sometimes I even refuse to be moved by what I feel in my gut. And I feel something and I will shake it off. And I say, in the name of Jesus, you bad feeling, come out of me. Hear me. Hear me. Life is not fair, and life don't give you what you wish or what you hope for, but what you fight for. And it's time for you to get up and be like God and stop allowing your circumstances, you hear me, to dictate and to determine the outcome of your future. You don't have to allow what things look like today to define what you become tomorrow. I may not be where I want to be right now. Are you hearing me? I may even be in the grave. Are you hearing me, somebody? You go ahead, you see. God said, it doesn't matter how bad the situation is. I can turn it around if you open your mouth and prophesy. Go ahead, look at it.
So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came
Two events are about to happen in your life. There is going to be a noise and a shaking going on around you. Which means that there are some friends, they can't hang around you anymore. I'm just telling you. The rules have changed. I'm telling you, not every friend can hang around you. I'm telling you. You know, I was telling my staff after the convention, I said, the rules of the game has changed.
Amen.
The standard have been raised. We are either going to maintain the status quo or we are going to go higher. Are you hearing me, somebody? And I said, everybody got to fasten your seatbelt, and nobody should tell me we'll finish convention. And everybody started. The day after the convention, I was here in the morning at 6. The next day, I was here at 6:30. The other day, I was here at 7 o'clock. And one of our sisters called me and said, Papa, you are not a human being. And I said, what do you mean? She said, everybody around you is sick, and you are still going on strong. What is the secret? And I said, you know what the secret is? Passion. I am very passionate about the house of God. It's the zeal of the house of God. Something is eating me up. I have tickets to travel. We booked the flight and I cancel and I say, I'm not going. I say, everybody else can go. I'm going to hang around a little bit. There are some few things we need to do. We need to push this thing. We need to get another level. And you can look at me any way you want to look at me and think I'm sick and I'm crazy. That is your perception. And my perception is different from yours. And I don't agree with you. If two shall agree, I don't agree with you. It will only happen if I agree. I disagree with your perception about me. Ah, I'm driven by passion. I'm driven by a vision. Say yes. The 31st is around the corner. And you want me to go have vacation? This is not the time to chill. This is the time to take stock. This is the time to reflect. This is the time to weigh things and to look all around. And I said to my staff and everybody, I said, this is not the time for anybody being territorial. This is not for the time anybody securing their position. I said, anybody who wishes to secure your position, you've lost it. Nobody is entitled to anything. I'm interested in results. If you can't deliver, and if you are not result-oriented, the noise and the shaking has begun. Tell somebody the noise and the shaking has begun. It has begun. There is a noise. There is a shaking and a noise. And some people will follow. Some people will follow. Bishop friend of mine called me from the U.S. yesterday. And he said, how is everything? I said, fine. And he started talking. How was the convention? And he just was talking. And I said, please. What is it? He said, Nick, just want to, and I say, I'm fine, but I'm studying, and I'm just giving you respect. I have to study, and you are eating into my study time, and I have thousands that I have to feed. On the last day of the convention, we have over 252,000 streaming. And as I'm speaking to nations, are hearing me right now. So I said, I love you. You are my friend. I've known you for many years. But this is not a good time for us to talk. I'm sorry. I have to go off the phone. You can say I'm being rude. I'm being arrogant. But that is not the issue. I have to know what my priorities are. I can't just spend time chatting. I don't have time to chat. I don't have time to fool around, hang around. There is too much on my table. I have things I haven't done that I need to be done. I am still behind in a lot of things. Are you hearing me, somebody? I need to catch up. I need to overtake. So I hear shaking and I hear noise. So it means something, some excess luggage and bags are going to fall off. You know, somebody was telling me something the other day. He said, Papa, I had a strange dream before the convention that an angel came and removed your garment and gave you a garment of gold and a belt of gold. And you were standing on one side of the highway with a group of people. And they took you out to another side of the highway and you started leading another group of people. And this group of people were very angry that you've left them, but you didn't leave. The angel took you out from among them. There are some people, they can't hang with you where you are going. the noise, the shaking will separate you from some people to allow you to fulfill destiny. And I tell you, somebody, hear me. Anybody who is not happy for you, where God is taking you, has always been a parasite hanging around you. If I'm doing well and you are not happy for me, there's a saying in America. It's normal, it's a saying among the African American community. And they say something like this: ain't nobody mad but the devil. Say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on, talk to me. You are too African. Say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Say, ain't nobody angry but the devil. It means everybody is fine by the devil. Let's finish quickly.
And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And you and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
You know what? Turn to somebody and say, what else do you need? What else do you need? Everything that happened, watch this, if you watch the text, everything that happened was a result of what? Somebody doing what? Prophesying it. It did not happen until Ezekiel prophesied it. Turn to somebody and say, you are my Ezekiel. I need you to start prophesying right now. Right now, begin to prophesy. Tell somebody, prophesy to me. Prophesy. Open your mouth. Prophesy to somebody. Prophesy to somebody. I see you coming out. Now, watch this. Watch this. Look at two things here. He said, I will cause you to come up and out of your grave. Two things. So first of all, I will gather your bones in the grave, if that is your situation. That is the worst state anybody can be in, family-wise, financially, maritally, in the area of investment, anything in life. Think about it. Worst state that everybody can be in the state where you've been dead, buried, that you are left, your bones lies in your grave, dried and scattered. God said, I am the creator. Even if that is your condition, I can bring those dead bones together. I'm gathering your scattered finances. I'm gathering your scattered dreams and hope. I'm bringing it together, together. Everybody do say, together, 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 together. I'm joining you together. Together. And then he said, I'll bring sinews, flesh, skin, and then breath. All by the way of prophesying. And then he said, I will let you stand up in your grave. And then when you have stood up in your grave, then you will come out. Tell somebody, I'm standing up now. I'm standing up. I'm standing up. Tell somebody, I'm being gathered. I'm being gathered. Say, God is gathering me. He's bringing me together, together. My finances, dreams, visions, everything that fell apart and scattered is all coming together. I see those land documents scattered coming together. All those legal documents that is scattered, that you don't even know where they are. I see God, the hand of God, bringing them together. But you got to open your mouth and prophesy. Say yes. Stand on your feet 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Don't sit down. 2 minutes. Quickly, come with me. Look at Matthew 27, 52 to 53.
And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And they came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
I see your graves open. Whatever they've buried your dreams is coming alive. Wherever they have buried your star, your destiny, your picture, your image, your glory, your honor, your husband, your wife, your possibilities. It doesn't matter where they buried it. I see your graves open and you are standing up and coming out of the grave. Say, I'm coming out. Somebody say resurrection, resurrection, resurrection. It means that everything you lost is coming back to you again. Anyone who has anything that is yours is coming back again. I see businesses that have been buried coming alive again. I see resurrection of glory coming alive again. I see people who are over you coming under you. God is changing the rules right now. You are the game changer. Go to two people and say, you are the game changer. You are. You are. You change it. You change the game. In your generation, in your father's house, in your mother's house, you change the game. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans 4, 17. Romans 4, 17. Look at something. Romans 4, 17.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed.
See, at this time, Abraham didn't have a son. The wife was barren and he was old. And that word old means he didn't have unction to function. It means he was dead. Impotency had set in. And God said, I don't care if your body is dead. I don't care if you are impotent. You didn't hear what I said. I have power to resurrect an old man and make an old man function at the potential and energy of a 14, 15, 18 years old. Are you hearing me, somebody? If you believe it, shout yes.
Go ahead. Before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead.
Quickeneth the dead. May you be quickened in the name of Jesus. May your organs be quickened. Your mind be quickened. Your emotion be quickened. Your dreams be quickened. Your finances quickened. Vision quickened. Potential quickened. Energy quickened. Mind quickened. Joint quickened. Tissue quickened. Flesh quickened. Skin quickened. Emotion quickened. I command a quickening. Somebody shout quickening. That word quickening means resurrection. It also means to be lifted up. Say, be ye lifted up, be ye lifted up. Say, be lifted up, be lifted up. You know what that word lift means? There is a law called the law of gravity that has the audacity to bring down anything that goes up. But there is a higher law called the law of aerodynamics. I superimpose the law of aerodynamics over the law of gravity. I am climbing up. Ah, Lord, lift me up. Lift us up to where we belong, where the eagle flies. You don't belong where you are. You think you are blessed. You think you are blessed. You haven't yet seen blessings until you open your mouth and begin to prophesy, and God will blow your mind and turn your circumstances around, and you will stand in awe.
Prayer is the opportunity to fellowship and commune with God, to make your requests known to Him and experience the manifestation of God in your life. Introducing Prayer Moves God, a new book from Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams.
I'm Archbishop Duncan Williams. I'm so excited to announce to you that one of my latest books is out, Prayer Moves God.
Prayer Moves God will reveal the dominion mandate, God's original plan for mankind. It will help you understand the rules of engagement to be effective in your prayers. It will also teach you how to partner with God and be instrumental in the coming revival. Prayer Moves God is sure to revolutionize your prayer life and put you in position for your personal breakthrough. Prayer Moves God by Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. Get your copy today.